Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And we are worried, aren't we?
We are.
We're worried, yes, because yesterday we were learning about this huge area of
right.
the ocean, in the Pacific Ocean, that's filled with garbage.
Or packed with
so
garbage.
Much garbage that
right.
the animals that live around there, the turtles, dolphins,
albatross.
Fish. Albatross, big seabirds, they're all eating garbage. And, of course, that's
gross.
Poisoning them. And we know that. Because when scientists find the bodies, they can look inside
this.
The stomach, and it's full of garbage. And this is very, very bad.
And whose fault is it to blame?
Everybody's. Humans' fault.
Right.
Don't blame the koalas. Don't blame the kangaroos or the giraffes. It's our fault.
Right.
It's the monkeys who walk around like this and wear shoes.
Right.
People.
Okay, so I guess we have to take this more seriously
yeah.
now. Okay, well, we're going to find out, unfortunately,
yes.
more about this
right.
terrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at today's article.
Reading. Danger in the water. Scientific research of ocean pollution has revealed a frightening phenomenon, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This giant mass of chemicals and plastic parts is estimated to be as large as China. And there are similar patches in the world's other oceans. Such a large collection of trash is clearly harming plants and animals that are not adapted to human garbage. Since animals are not clever enough to avoid eating plastic, it is up to humans to clean up this mess. We must take a look in the mirror and accept responsibility for the crises that we have caused. There are a great number of groups here and abroad that are answering the call for action. In Taiwan, the Society of Wilderness organizes beach cleanup events where thousands of volunteers pick up litter from the coast. Participating in one of these efforts can be eye-opening because there is so much trash to clean up. Try to learn more about this important issue and consider lending a helping hand. There is no better time to start saving the planet than right now.
Okay, so yes, scientific research, the article
mm-hmm.
begins, of ocean pollution has revealed a frightening phenomenon. Okay, now this, of course, is not something we're making up. This is something that we know because people do hard work. They collect information. They do tests and studies. It's all very scientific.
Mm.
Scientific is about science, right? So if you're doing something in the way a scientist would, you're doing it in a scientific kind of way. Scientific research is, well, what scientists do. They collect information.
Mm-hmm.
They put it together. They look at it. They think about it. They learn new things. So they've studied this ocean pollution, and they've revealed a frightening phenomenon. Something scary is going on. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch. We know. We can't argue. You can't say, oh, I don't believe that. Oh, that's not really true. No, it's scientific. All right? For example, we could say a microscope is a scientific tool. You know that thing they look in and tiny things become big? They use that in science. It's a scientific tool. In this case, we're talking about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. It's described there as a phenomenon. Something phenomenon is something kind of special or unusual that happens, that
right.
goes on. For example, tornadoes, you know, those really fast
uh-huh.
winds, are a dangerous weather phenomenon.
Right.
They happen in weather, not that often, but they do happen.
I don't think they have it here in Taiwan, though.
Not very often.
They have typhoons. Yeah.
Yes, they do, and
right.
those are another dangerous phenomenon.
Good. Okay, so, 这个很，我是带着非常难过的心情，就是提到这个海洋垃圾呢，他们的科学研究呢就揭露了一个非常骇人的现象 ，a frightening phenomenon。这个现象呢，就是称作为这个太平洋的垃圾带哦，就是刚刚我们提到的 Great Pacific Garbage Patch。那其中的 scientific 呢，当然就是指这个科学的啊，或是科学上的。那 phenomenon 就是现象。那如果要把它改成为这个复数呢，就是 phenomena。P-H-E-N-O-M-E-N-A、嗯、所以要注意哦，它的复数形式有点变化的哦。
OK, so you、嗯、see two phenomena、
right.
not two phenomenons. No, that、uh-huh. would be wrong. OK, are you ready? Are you ready?
No.
Are you holding on? Everyone, put your hands here, because when I tell you this, your jaw is going to go because you're going to be so amazed. This giant mass of chemicals and plastic parts, the Great Pacific、mm-hmm. Garbage Patch,is estimated, that、
right.
means they guess,、
right.
they think it's about as large、uh-huh. as、
yeah.
China.
What?
China. Not Chinatown, not Hong Kong, not Macau, not Taipei,
Taiwan.
Not Taiwan. China.
Wow.
It's as big as the country of China.、
This、
and it's
is
only made of garbage, and it's floating in the ocean.
Gross!
I feel sick to my stomach. That is horrible. And, oh, here's good news. There are similar patches in the world's other oceans. So it's、
okay.
not only in the Pacific Ocean they have this. There's one in the Atlantic. There's probably one in the、
yeah.
Indian, maybe the Arctic Ocean. There's lots of oceans and seas.
I can't believe it.
Oh, that's horrible.That's really、
okay.
horrible. Like horrible, horrible. Not just that's horrible. It's horrible.
Okay, 所以呢，接下来的心情又要更糟了。就是说，这片庞大的化学物质和塑胶成分呢，大家又怎么样 estimate 就是估计大约 is as large as China.
China.
就是跟这个中国大陆的大小等同于一样大耶。而且更恐怖的是世界上其他的海洋也有类似的垃圾带，所以因为刚刚我们讲到是太平洋，是 The Great Pacific 嘛，对不对？可是呢，原来在其他的海洋也有类似的情况哦。That is horrible.
It is pretty horrible. And it says such a large collection of trash is clearly harming plants and animals that are not adapted to human garbage. Well, of course. So it's a large collection. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch. A collection is basically a group of something. Something that might be organized or at least it's put together in one place. Now, when people have collections,、
mm-hmm.
we kind of organize it, right?
Yeah,
of course.
You might
have a collection of books or a collection of shoes. And it's, you know, a certain style. In this case, it's just garbage from all over the ocean, from Japan and China and America and South America, Australia. It's all kind of been pushed together into this Great Pacific Garbage Patch. So it is a collection, but really just because it's all in one space. Okay?、
Yeah.
Another way we can use collection, Jill has many old expensive Barbie dolls.In her、
oh.
collection. Yeah, she has over 75 different Barbie dolls.
I have one.
Maybe she'll buy it from you. Could add、
Maybe.
It to、
Ooh.
Her collection.
Yeah, buy it from me.
There you go.
So I can make lots of money. Okay.、
Yes.
所以如此大量的垃圾呢，显然在残害无法适应人类垃圾的这个动物还有植物哦。Collection 其实我们可以指大量的意思啦，但是呢，常常我们可以用来表示你所收集的或是收藏的一些物品，像是 stamp collection 就是你收集一些邮票的收藏品啦。那刚刚我们有提到 adapt to 就是指适应，那通常如果我们要说，哎，我们非常适应于新的环境，我们可以说 I can adapt to new environment or new changes easily. 可以这样子来表达哦。So since animals are not clever enough to avoid eating plastic, well, dolphins are pretty smart.
Well, some of them might be, but some of them just eat whatever they see.
It is up to humans, us, to clean up this mess.
That's true. I mean, think about it. The fish didn't make the mess. We made the mess. So why are they eating our garbage?
Exactly.
We should be eating our garbage or cleaning it up.
真的，因为其实动物有些它们当然没有那么的，就是这么机灵，可以怎么样避免食用塑胶。所以人类呢，我们应该就要负起责任来清理一些这个垃圾咯。Okay, so we saw the word mess, 就是一些脏乱。Now we can also add y at the end, and it becomes an adjective, messy, 就是脏乱的这样的意思啦。
Right. Okay, so what must we do? It says we must take a look in the mirror and accept responsibility for the crises that we have caused. Exactly. It's not anyone else's fault. It's our fault. It's all of our fault.
Yes.
You might say, I didn't throw anything in the Pacific Ocean. Well, I didn't either. But are you human? Do you buy plastic things and throw them in the garbage sometimes? Yeah, we all do. So that's why it's our responsibility. Something that is your responsibility is basically something you must do. You can't blame other people if someone doesn't do it. You can't just give this job to someone else. It's something that other people are depending on you to do. And if you don't do it, you're going to let them down and you're going to make everyone's life more difficult. Right. For example, as a kid, one of my responsibilities was to empty the garbage cans at home.
Oh.
Every week I had to go around and empty the garbage cans, and if I didn't, why are you getting the garbage can? Sorry, Mom. So I would get in trouble. Because it's my responsibility. Who's going to do it if not me? No one.
Okay, well, that was very responsible of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I had other responsibilities, too.
Okay.
Anyways, yes, take a look in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
What is that going to help? We're going to look in the mirror and the garbage will go away?
No, we have to reflect. It's like a self-reflection.
Think
kind of
about
thing.
Yourself.
Yeah, okay.
And don't blame others.
真的,我们必须,因为我们是人类嘛,那我们必须要自省啊,并且呢,为我们所造成的一些危机负起责任。那刚刚我提到 responsibility 就是责任的意思，而这个片语呢 ，take a look in the mirror，、
mm-hmm.
其实还不错哦，它是一个非常好的意思，有这种就是自我反省这样子一个意味啦。那这也是我们今天的 shortcut for you phrase， let's check it out。
Shortcut for you。
Hey。Did you hear the news?
No. What happened?
The police caught the bank robber that got away.
Wow! He stole a lot of money from the bank. He must be in so much trouble.
Yes. I think he'll probably go to prison and take a look in the mirror there.
The mirror? He can look in the mirror anytime, not just in prison.
To take a look in the mirror means to study ourselves, to find out what's wrong with us.
Oh, I see. To take a look in the mirror is 自我反省.
That's right. He won't have much else to do in prison but think about what he did.
I think he should have looked in the mirror before he did something bad.
Now that's a good idea.
Now, here's the good news. We have a big problem, but just like in the movies, when there's a big problem, superheroes show up to help us.
Oh, like Superman?
Well, not quite. These are normal people, but they're doing a super job helping us. We should actually be helping them.
We should actually be part of them, yeah.
But there are a great number of groups here in Taiwan and abroad in other countries that are answering the call for action. Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah. 所以许多呢在当地的我们这里有看到 here and abroad 就是当地或是国外的什么团体呢也回应了就是开始行动的这样子一个诉求哦，所以感觉他们要开始要拯救我们的地球 in Taiwan the Society of Wilderness、OK 就是荒野保护协会 organizes beach cleanup events where thousands of volunteers pick up the litter from the coast
fantastic they're all wonderful people I kiss you allWonderful, wonderful people, because these are volunteers, everybody. They're not getting paid. It's not their job. They don't have a boss saying, you have to do this or I'll fire you.
Yeah.
No, these are people who do other things. They're school teachers, bus drivers, business people, doctors, English teachers, who knows? But they're doing it for free on the weekends because they want to help.
Right.
That's the only reason that they're doing it, because they want to help.For example, on the weekends, Bean is a volunteer at an animal shelter.
Mm.
On the weekends, Bean is a volunteer
like
at an animal shelter. Yeah, right. Okay. And they're picking up litter. Litter is basically garbage.
Mm.
Trash, things like that. For example, the teacher yelled at Gary when he dropped litter in the classroom. Don't drop it in the classroom. You put it in the trash can.
Right. Okay. So it's that.台湾呢，刚刚有提到这个荒野保护的协会组织，组织了这个，哇，这个很棒，就是 净滩活动，就是在海滩里他们就是开始会捡这些垃圾。那活动当中有成千上万的志工，也就是 volunteers 在海边呢捡拾废弃物、哦、那其实这里我们看到 litter 当然是指垃圾， but it can also be used as a verb、
mm-hmm.
就是丢垃圾，随地丢垃圾，所以我们常常会看到 don't litter 或是 no littering 这样子一个告示牌来表示不要在这里随便乱丢纸屑或是垃圾，这样子意思啦。
Yeah, okay. So when it says don't litter, it means don't drop your garbage on、
yeah.
the ground. Right, okay. Now participating in one of these efforts, joining in one of these beach cleanup groups, one of these efforts, can be eye-opening. Something eye-opening means you learn a lot. Suddenly you discover things you didn't know before、
yeah.
because there is so much trash to clean up.、
Aww.
You might think, oh, there's probably just a few pieces of trash. Then you actually go there and you see how much...It's a lot more than you would expect.
I know. 所以加入这一类的这个投注心力的活动中呢，其实会让人家感到怎么样？ Eye opening, 就是大开眼界、mm. 因为真的有太多的垃圾要清理啦。 Okay, so try to learn more about this important issue、
mm-hmm.
and consider lending a helping hand. I like this phrase.
Great.
在中文我们有那个助人一臂之力，那英文我们有 lend a helping hand or lend a hand、mm-hmm. 其实就是伸出援手，所以要试着多了解这个重要的议题，而且要考虑大家都要怎么样伸出援手， because there's no better time to start saving the planet than right now.
Well, that's true. I mean, the better、yeah. time would have been 100 years ago before the planet、
exactly.
got into trouble, butWe don't have a time machine. So right now is a good time、
yeah.
to try to save the planet. Of course, when we say that, we're talking about saving nature. We're not really going to save the planet, because if the planet gets really dirty, we're、
yeah.
going to die, but the planet will be fine. The planet、
yeah.
will continue to be here.
Yeah.
We won't. So we're really saving us and the、
yeah.
planet we live on, that if it's not clean and、
right.
healthy,
That's true.
We die. The cockroaches will be here.、
Ooh.
They don't really care.Right?
Okay.
If we're gone, that doesn't change things for them. But for us,
we're saving us.
It'll be the end of the story, right? So yeah, save us by saving the planet. That's a good,
good
way、
point.
Of thinking about it. All right, guys, we'll be back with our chat question.
For you chat.
Okay, well, we're going to save the planet, but how do we start? The planet's a big place, and I'm just one guy. What can I do? So what are three ways people can help protect the environment?
Oh, just three?
Three? Only three? You got more? Give us more, lady.
Well, just for starters, don't、mm-hmm. litter.
Right.
Pick up that trash over there, Mike.
Pick up that trash.
、
I will as soon as we finish. Okay, that's、
right.
a good one.
Save electricity.
Save electricity. Turn off lights and、
yeah.
things when you're not using them.
Even things like water.
Good
Save
point.
Save water.
Save water.、Mm. Good point. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's two.
Really? I thought、yep. it was three.
No,
water,
I was saving
electricity,
saving water. That's the same thing. Saving things.
Litter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have many more?
Well, there's the three R's, right? Reuse.、
Recycle.
Reduce and recycle.So reuse things,
reuse.
For example,、
That's、
if you、
true.
Buy a plastic bottle of water, drink it, but then fill it again. Don't go out and buy another one. Plastic bags, same things.
Right.、
Reduce the amount of things that you need. Turn off power,、
mm-hmm.
right? Don't buy as much、as you might have bought before,、
uh-huh.
right? And recycle things. Put them in the right garbage can. I was at a store the other day, and these people were just throwing their plastic in the garbage and throwing their、
What?
Paper in the plastic.
I...
And I looked at one man, I was like...and I kind of looked at him like, it's not hard, man.
And
he reached in and he took it out and he put this in the right place. So sometimes you、
I、
have、
could.
To do that. Sometimes you do have to do that because there are people. He was busy. I don't know. Maybe he's lazy. I don't
lazy.
Know. But it just took a little bit for me to push him to do the right thing. So it's okay.
Well,
you can do that because you're helping the environment.That person's not, but maybe you can help that person.
You're helping you, remember?
You can open your eyes, and that's helping all of us. So there you go. Three ways to help the environment. There are many, many more. You can find them on all sorts of great websites. So check it out. Clean up a beach. Put your garbage in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, maybe we'll have a clean planet someday.
Yes.
Let's hope. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Danger in the water.Scientific research of ocean pollution has revealed a frightening phenomenon, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This giant mass of chemicals and plastic parts is estimated to be as large as China. And there are similar patches in the world's other oceans. Such a large collection of trash is clearly harming plants and animals that are not adapted to human garbage. Since animals are not clever enough to avoid eating plastic, it is up to humans to clean up this mess. We must take a look in the mirror and accept responsibility for the crises that we have caused. There are a great number of groups here and abroad that are answering the call for action. In Taiwan, the Society of Wilderness organizes beach cleanup events where thousands of volunteers pick up litter from the coast. Participating in one of these efforts can be eye-opening because there is so much trash to clean up. Try to learn more about this important issue and consider lending a helping hand. There is no better time to start saving the planet than right now.
Vocabulary Review.
Scientific. Athletes today train with scientific methods as they use computers to monitor their movements. Collection. The old man donated his huge collection of old and rare stamps to the museum. Responsibility. When the teacher asked who had broken the desk, Jamie took responsibility. Volunteer. This park looks so nice because volunteers come and clean it up on weekends. Litter. After the government put trash bins on every corner, people stopped throwing litter on the sidewalk.